where it's 11 o'clock and time for World on 3 with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, we're packing a load of great music into the next 2 hours. We've got Welsh band Ninebach here in the studio and they'll be playing live for us. And we've also got music from Somalia, Greenland, Portugal, Zimbabwe and more. It's also the 30-year anniversary of the Bulgarian voices, Angelit, so I'll be playing a couple of tracks from them. But first, let's hear a vintage band from Congo who've harnessed all sorts of different genres and rhythms. They've had African rumba, benga from the shores of Lake Victoria, cha-cha-cha from the coast, and usually using Swahili lyrics. And neat little soundbite tracks are a bit of a rarity in Congolese music, so just sit back for the next 10 minutes and lose yourself in the sound world of orchestra Le Mangalepa.
Maloba, tolina pesa yo, mamaga, mamaga. kwale mbaka miliona yete mbungwe tukae kitako mama tusikilizane sitachoka kukushauri mbungu na ngayo mali tulipokutana kwa mangile pai yeye
Orchestra Le Mangalepa, as potent now as they were back in the 1970s. That was Mbungu from new album Last Band Standing. And after about 40 years, they did finally manage to tour outside Africa for the first time last year. We recorded them in concert at Womex at the Music Expo in Poland in October, so you'll be able to hear that in January. This is World on Three with me, Catherine Tickell, and we've got Nienbach in the studio, known for their fresh and fearless approach to Welsh traditions. So they're going to be giving us a few songs over the course of the programme. Thank you very much for coming in, all of you. And Lisa Jen, can you just tell us a little bit about this first song we're going to hear?
Yeah, sure. The song is called Llyndi, which means the Black Lake, and it's inspired by a fantastic classic Welsh novel called Un Nos Ola Leuad, fantastic English translation as well, called One Moonlit Night, and it's about this deranged queen of the Black Lake who's kind of forever stuck in the lake in the Snowdonia, ice-cold lake, and how kind of she sort of, you know, reacts to nature and how deranged she becomes. So it's a kind of quite dark, sort of, as I imagine myself, I suppose, being dramatic as I am, the Queen of the Black Lake.
Let's hear it. Thank you. Nienbach live in the studio here. We're going to have more music and more chat from them later on. Now I'm going to play you something from a new album exploring the intersection between traditional Malian music and the blues. Now that description might make you think of Ali Faka Touré, but no, this is Boubacar Traoré, who back in the 1960s was the first person to play mandingo-based music on electric guitar. And if you listen back to his all the albums that he's done, he's a musician that's constantly evolving. He's always teasing out new and different aspects of his playing. And in this album, he teams up with some musicians he met whilst on tour. Guitarist Corey Harris, Cedric Watson on fiddle, and Layla McCullough on cello and some backing vocals as well. And you can hear the really quintessentially southern sounds of Creole, Cajun and Zydeco music winding their way around his own Kasunke traditions. But before that, let's travel down to the Zimbabwean town of Silobela, which gives its name to this song from Mona Swazi's new album, Aje. Thank you.
cheba minye ubi mase na luma ye niye koke muso minye ubi mase kiyoto ye ona ubi maude yele mara dunga ma yele ma ubi maude yele mara dunga ma yele ma ubi maude yele mara Yelema bi maude yelemara dunama yelema bi maude yelemara dunama yelema bi maude yelemara dunama yelema bi maude yelemara
Boubacar Traoré from his new album Dunia Tabolo, which was recorded in Lafayette, Louisiana. And the harmonica player there was Vincent Boucher. And there was also some very characterful fiddle playing from Cedric Watson. And interestingly, to me anyway, that same song, Duna Ma Yelema, was recorded back in 2003 by Traoré and Ali Fokatoure together, which is an interesting contrast to this version. Now, we're going to here's something from a CD that was sent to us from northern Greenland, from Karnak, which used to be known as Thul. And it came in an envelope just addressed to BBC London. And all credit to the BBC postman, who, once it got here, decided that it should definitely end up on the World on Three desk. And there's no press release or biographical information with it, just a short letter that starts, "My name is Jacob Kujutsuk. I'm Eskimo from northern Greenland. I send you my CD. My music group name is Kanua Jam. I hope you play it in your broadcastings." And then on the band photo on the CD sleeve, he's drawn a little arrow saying me next to his picture. And most of the album is kind of country rock, but this track starts and ends with some more traditional sounds.
Haya haya hira khaka haya haya hira nyake haya 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 hira nyaka hira nyaka hira nyaka hira nyaka haya Hiya, 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 hiya.
strong sounds from strong women. You've Got to Run from Buffy Sainte-Marie's new album Medicine Songs, which she describes as songs of unity and resistance. And that one was a collaboration with Inuit throat singer Tanya Tagak, who has never been afraid to speak her mind. We've got Nienbach here in the studio, poised and ready to go. You are poised and ready, aren't you? I can see Martin's, yeah, very. To give us their second song of the evening. This is Anyan.
Thank you.
That was Nienbach playing live for us here in the studio. And Martin and Lisa are just making their way over to the table to have a little chat with me. Lisa's here first, so I'll ask you.
Always.
Can't hold her back. Just tell us quickly a little bit about that song we've just heard about, Anyan.
So that's the title track from our current latest album. And Anyan is an amazing Welsh word, dying word, actually. We don't use it a lot, but it has many connotations. It means your vibe, your nature, your connection to people and to land as well. So that particular song is about like that connection to land, and it's a beautiful word because you can share the same Anyan as someone that you've been brought up with, because you share that same smell of dead sheep as you walk the mountains, or that sort of, you know, just that connection that you have. Or you can share the same Anyan as, say, someone in all the way in the Northern Territory of Australia and you've never met before, and you get together in the same room and bang, you know, you know just by the tink and the little twinkle in their eye that you share the same Anyan. So it's a beautiful word.
I love that.
Yeah,
I want a Northumbrian version of that word. I might make one up, or I might just borrow that word.
I like your Anyan, you see, the minute you walked in. That's why I nearly kissed you on your mouth, because I felt such a connection with you. I don't know if you noticed, I grabbed you and kissed
you. You did, sorry.
I was thinking
she's very forward, Welsh lady.
that thing when you immediately feel a connection.
Yes, I like that. So, Martin, you and Lisa started the band back in 2005, I think. What has your approach changed in the years since then?
Well, yes. I mean, it started off with acoustic guitar, vocals and a harp. And then we wanted to add the band and get more of an edgier sound, really. And we started off with all folk songs on the first album. And then the second album, after a trip to Australia, Lisa started writing her own songs.
And the ones we've heard so far, the two we've heard, did you write those?
I did, yes. Both from Anyan, the album, which was my second bash at songwriting. The first time was our second album, Tinkian, which was where I literally vomited songs after being inspired by our trip and our collaboration with the Black Arm Band, which is an Indigenous supergroup of amazing Aboriginal people of Australia. And we kind of had an amazing opportunity to collaborate with them. And from being around them and hearing their stories and just being safe and feeling that connection, I was literally vomiting songs in the red desert of the Northern Territory.
Did it make you want that connection with those people out there? Did it make you want to be channeling your
it
own?
It did, because of the Aboriginal culture and their connection to land and how, you know, their connection to family and everything. It certainly, when I came back to Wales, I looked at Snowdonia, I looked at Eryri, I looked at Carnarvon, all the mountains in a totally different way. I started to notice all the birds, you know, notice all the all this nature around me for the first time, and hence why that need to write about home, because that album was very much about place. So it did kind of force something out of me, for sure.
And I think sometimes in those sort of places you get there's that feeling that some of that knowledge is going, again, I'm harking back to Northumberland, I'm feeling this connection with the Welsh Northumbrian connection, which there is
over a long time, centuries. Yeah, but, and you do worry, don't you, that how far we are removed now from that connection to land and nature.
Yes.
And in fact, we're ruining it, you know, and it's scary. And it's, I guess it came from an urgent place, that need to write about it. The same as the folk songs, I came from an urgent place for me to sing these songs, because I worry that maybe a generation of my children might not know these folk songs. And so that everything comes from a sense of urgency for me. The Anyan, the album, was a bit more political, but again, questioning us as humans, questioning what are we doing to this world, you know. So it's
and Anyan's a word that's not been used so much, isn't it?
It is. So we urge the nation worldwide
to reclaim
whatever language you speak.
You're going to use it from now on, aren't you?
I totally am, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's lots of contemporary influences in the music there. I'm interested in the arrangement process. Does that follow a set pattern, or is it different for every song?
It always starts with the vocals, the vocal melody and the lyrics, and then we try and build the instrumentation around the vocals, taking care to leave space for the vocals, because the main thing really are the vocals, the three-part harmonies, and the harp is the sparkly bits.
Oh, yes, I was going to say, there's other musicians here. Could you just give us a little introduction to everybody? I've already met them, but just tell us who they are and the instruments that we've got.
So we've got Ali Byworth on the drums, and we've got Dan Swain on the bass, and we've got Esith Glyn-Jones on the harp and also vocals. And we've got Miriam Half Roberts on vocals, piano, hammer dulcimer. What else have you got over there?
Loads of percussion.
And various other things that sometimes we have and sometimes we don't.
So,
she's an all-rounder.
Yeah.
And Martin, you play the guitar.
Oh, I play guitar,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And tell us what you're going to sing next and what you're going to play.
We're going to sing a song called Cyfaddefa. It's heavily influenced by some old Greek rebetika songs that I've been really getting into. I love, you know, the rhythms and the sort of like staccato and the just the sort of but the angerth. What's angerth?
Passion
in the voices. And so yeah, this song is you know, just inspired by the music that I've been brought up on.
So, oh my goodness, Martin's just taking his jumper
Martin's
off.
Taking off
live on the radio. Ooh. Right, just getting ready for this song.
Hey.
Nienbach live in the studio, and they'll be performing in London at Cadogan Hall next Friday, the 8th of December, and here in the studio again in about 20 minutes. So you can go and have a little cup of tea or something and have a little rest. This is World on Three with me, Catherine Tickell. And the Bulgarian Voices, Angelit, are about to reach their 30-year anniversary. Their first ever concert was in December 1987. I think it was about the 13th of December, so we're not quite there yet. There's a double CD and a tour to mark the occasion, although sadly they're not coming to the UK, but I'm going to play you a couple of their classic tracks. This first one features the amazing voice of soloist Olga Borisova.
Thank you. σου μόνος μου. Εύκολα δεν σωπαίνει ο τρόμος μου. Δρόμος μου, δρόμος σου είναι μαζί μου με τον τρόπο σου. Είναι μαζί μου να κεράσω παιχνίδι. Κάτσε καλή να φορέσεις φιλί. Μόνη σου, μόνος μου.
Trio Teke, known for their blend of Greek rebetiko with jazz, reggae and Latin sounds. That was the title track from their album Zivo, and I was playing that for Lisa from Ninebark, who was talking earlier about her love of rebellious rebetiko. More from Ninebark live in the studio in about 10 minutes. And remember, if you want more details of any of the music I've been playing tonight, just go to the World on 3 webpage, part of the Radio 3 website. And there's lots of stuff on there to look at and read about. Now, the Grammy nominations are out, and there's a few World on 3 favourites, and amongst them, nominees for the Best World Music Album are Buika, who I well remember from her visit to WOMAD a couple of years ago, Vicente Amigo, Anat Cohen and Trio Brasileiro, Tinariwen, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who also have another nomination for a completely different album in the Best Children's Album category. But I'm about to play you something from one of the nominations in the nominations in the Best Historical Album section. This is Nimco Jamak with Buraha Udir, and it's from Sweet as Broken Dates, Lost Somali Tapes from the Horn of Africa. And as the title suggests, the tracks come largely from cassettes that had been hidden away for decades. And it's a real atmospheric reminder of swinging Somalia in the 70s and 80s before the country was torn apart by civil war. But first, a little advance taster of the Waylon Jennings album 15, which is due out in January. It's a collection of 15 of their favourite songs. And the death of Tom Petty in October drew me to play this particular one, his song Wildflowers.
Malam malayana waila mala ragba lagu mel maray no malay waila mala malayana waila mala ragba lagu mel maray no malay
Thank you.
Buraha Udia, and that's Vintage Sounds from the Grammy-nominated album Sweet as Broken Dates, Lost Somali Tapes from the Horn of Africa. We've got more live music from Nienbach coming up shortly, but first we're going to listen to their heritage track, something that inspired or influenced them, and Lisa Jan is going to tell us what it is and why they chose it.
Well, I chose this song because Martin, my husband, was watching an episode of The Wire. And I was in bed. We live in like a small quarryman's cottage and we have like a mezzanine bit. And I was sleeping on the mezzanine and, you know, and I heard this track come on at the end of one of the episodes. I was, you know, fast asleep. And I literally like rose like some kind of Florence Nightingale. I was actually in a white nightie as well. So like this whole like, what is that song? And it was Stelios Kazantzidis' song, Efige. This was a Greek song. I mentioned before, you know, I've been brought up on a lot of Greek music and a lot of Greek music has influenced me as well. And so, yeah, that particular song. And it was, you know, it was about 10, 12 years ago. So, you know, you didn't have Spotify and stuff as easy. And I remember, like, we searched and searched and searched and managed to get, like, a little LP of it all the way from Athens, a single of Efige. So, yeah, that's why I've chosen. And, of course, you know, I'm really into, like, Rebetika music, even Greek popular music, Mikis Theodorakis, you know. It's so political as well, their music. And the Rebetika, Marika Ninu, all the Rebetika singers, especially the women. I just like that whole kind of, that idea of the opium dens and the whole sort of undergroundness of it all and the, you know, the sort of the struggle that they went through to play their instruments and to play their music live.
Somebody once told me that I think the word Rebetika, I'm not sure if this is true, but apparently it comes from a Turkish root which means something like rebellious or disobedient.
Yes, it does.
Which really fits with the music.
Yeah, I'm really into Greek and Turkish music, actually. I like Zelda and, you know, I love it.
All the strong women.
Stelios
is not.
No, Stelios is not. There is an amazing woman, actually, who sings with him. There's a particular video footage, because, of course, you know, I've then gone on YouTube and tried to look, and she's amazing. If you try and look for footage of Efige live, you see this amazing woman dancing around the studio. So Stelios is not one of these women, but I chose that song just because of the whole bringing me off out of my bed in the, you know, and just shouting down, what is that song?
Well, let's hear it.
Ένα σίδερα αναμένο έχω στην καρδιά. Είναι η δική σου αγάπη που με τυραννά. Θα έχω σ' όλη τη ζωή μου βάρος στη συνείδησή μου για τα τόσα σφάλματά μου που σε διώξαν μακριά μου. Έφυγε, την έχω χάσει και γυρνώ και ρωτώ και τους δρόμους έχω πιάσει. Απ' τον ύπνο μου ξυπνάω κι όλο σε ζητώ. Τώρα έχω καταλάβει πόσο σ' αγαπώ. Θα έχω σ' όλη τη ζωή μου βάρος στη συνείδησή μου για τα τόσα σφάλματά μου που σε διώξαν μακριά μου. Thank you.
έφυγε, 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 την έχω χάσει. Και γυρνώ και ρωτώ και τους δρόμους έχω πιάσει. Έφυγε, την έχω χάσει. Και γυρνώ και ρωτώ και τους δρόμους έχω πιάσει. Έφυγε, 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 την έχω χάσει. Και γυρνώ και ρωτώ και τους δρόμους έχω πιάσει.
Stelios Kazantzidis, and that track was chosen by Lisa Jen from Ninebach. That was the track that got her out of bed in her nightie to find out what it was. And we're all singing along with that. Apparently, the title means she's gone, she's gone.
Yes, I've asked my Greek family so many times of the meaning on it, and I always forget. yes, you were right. I think you're right. Yes.
Sounds a bit more rebellious than that, doesn't it?
It does,
sounds like,
yeah.
It should be a bit more...
Or you could just hear, but you can hear the hiraeth, the longing and the want in his voice. That's what I love about it. There's just so much emotion. Because to me, if songs don't have like an emotion, and especially if you're not familiar with the language, then it just doesn't sort of connect with you at all. You know, so you, if you're listening to something that you might not understand the language, then I think emotion is a big deal.
Absolutely. So, Martin.
Yes.
And Lisa, tell me about the name Ninebach. Why did you choose it?
Well, it's a play on words and a number, really. It's, if you say Ninebach in Welsh, well, the literal translation of nine is grandmother, and Bach is little. But it's more like a term of endearment, really. If you say Bach, so if I say Catherine Bach, it's like, oh, love, or you know, it doesn't literally mean little when you say it like that. So you say Ninebach, it'd be like, oh, grandmother, love, dear.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. And it was, you know, we wanted to make something that was accessible for everyone in the world, but it hasn't proved to be that accessible, really, because you have to go nine, as in the number nine. And then, but also it's, you know, something like your nine, your grandmother, is something totally, you know, loving and cosy and fantastic. Whereas in Welsh language, and then in the English language is something quite mundane and dull, like a number. And I quite like that playing on words of the same thing, the same word having a totally different meaning.
And it does seem to have been, to me at least, there seems to have been a real upsurge of interest nationally and internationally in Welsh language and Welsh folk music in general over the last couple of decades. I don't know if you...
Yeah, do you feel that that's interesting?
Absolutely.
That you feel
good.
That? Okay, that's good. That's good, because we still find it a struggle, you know, and we still kind of know that we should be sort of much more grounded and much more kind of strong in it in terms of presence, if you compare, you know, to Scotland and Ireland.
Irish,
and yeah.
Yeah,
we've still got a lot of work to do, you know, personally and, you know, worldwide as well. Like, it's all about sort of, you know, ymwybyddiaeth, what's that?
But we're having a translation
awareness
issue.
Sorry,
awareness.
Yeah, everyone's trying to, because I am speaking in my second language, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. Most of us here have been brought up speaking Welsh language and didn't speak English until we were 10. That's my disclaimer. Yeah. You know. So I am thinking of what I'm saying.
I spoke only Geordie until I was about 10. I'm translating everything.
Awareness, there needs to be more awareness. You know, we as a nation need to be stronger. But yeah, it's interesting that you're saying that, because it's a constant battle for us, really. You know.
Well, you're absolutely making inroads there. So yes, with the Welsh language presence in the world. And after your concert in London next Friday, I noticed you've got a couple of Welsh dates here in
Bethesda. So we're in Cadogan Hall on Friday night in London, and then we're driving straight up to North Wales, to Eryri, to Snowdonia, to our hometown of Bethesda, and we're playing in Neodd Ogwen there. So always really exciting to come home to play, but also quite scary as well.
Too many people that you know in the audience always.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a venue that we kind of live day to day, go to the coffee mornings there, go to the, drama group there or watch a film there, and we'll be playing there, so it'll be great.
So tell us about the final song that you're going to be saying for
us. This song is called Wedi Torri, and this song is from Tinkian. And it's basically, Wedi Torri means it's broken. And it's kind of about a person and seeing that person broken almost. That's kind of all I can think about saying, really. And it's a weird one for us because we don't do a lot of songs about kind of love or anything like that. And it's not about that. It's about that kind of sense of just that, sort of feeling so helpless, really, when you see broken. So I always say, Wedi Torri, it's broken, but about a person, not a piece of crockery.
Thank you.
Neinbach, and that was Weddy Toddy, performed live in the studio here. And if you're thinking the drums were getting a little bit wayward at the end there, I wish you could have seen Lisa lugging it across the studio and just laying into the drums as well, as well as Ali. Yeah, having to hike her skirt up to get there. Oh, what a picture. Anyway, yeah, thank you so much for coming in, all of you. It's been an absolute pleasure. So, and if you wanted to go to that concert, Cadogan Hall in London next Friday, it's a double headliner, I think, with the Moulettes, and there's also support from Ayanna Whitter-Johnson. So a fabulous night all round. That's next Friday. And what have we got? Of course, you might not be going there because you might be listening to World on 3 next Friday. And in session next week, we've got Lojo. And I was just looking on their Twitter page, actually. They've got an admirably minimal Twitter biog. It's only four words. World Music French Band. But to give you a little bit more of an idea, here's Les Innombrables from their new album, Phonetic Flowers, which is the latest in a long line of albums. I think they've done about at least 15 since the beginning of the 80s. And this track also features Mohamed Abouzikri on oud.
Les innombrables marchands de ciel, les charmeurs de buildings, d'arches du néant, de bourgeons paraboliques, étranges canopées. Sous le ciel de Beyrouth, innombrables avec leurs perles balsamères, alabastre, colliers dorés, les innombrables seljoukides, abbassides, fatimides. De temps brûlé, les vendeurs de perruches, de n'importe quoi à 10 000. Tout puissant l'éphémère, les innombrables dévoilés.
na gola que cheguei já me mandaram cantar. Oi, 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 já me mandaram cantar. Sou criada de servir, não me posso demorar. Oi, 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 não me posso demorar. Bailarico, saloio, não tem nada que saber. Ai, 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 oi, oi, ai, não tem nada que saber. É andar com o pé no ar, outro no chão a bater. Ai, ai, oi, oi, ai, outro no chão a bater. Anda lá para diante que eu atrás de ti não vou. Oi, 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 que eu atrás de ti não vou. Não me deixe o coração amar a quem me deixou. Oi, 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 amar a quem me deixou. Bailarico, saloio, não tem nada que saber. Ai, 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 oi, 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 não tem nada que saber. É andar com o pé no ar, outro no chão a bater. Ai, ai, oi, oi, ai, outro no chão a bater. Ó, sua descaradona, tira a roupa da janela. Oi, 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 tira a roupita da janela. Que essa camisa sem dona lembra Madonna sem ela. Oi, 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 lembra Madonna sem ela. Bailarico, saloio, não tem nada que saber. Ai, 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 oi, oi, ai, não tem nada que saber. É andar com o pé no ar, outro no chão a bater. Ai, ai, oi, oi, ai, outro no chão a bater. Oi, oi, ai, outro no chão a bater. Oi, oi, ai, outro no chão a bater. Oi, oi, ai, não tem nada que saber.
Gisela Joao with Balarto Saloyo from the compilation Queens of Fado, The Next Generation. It's another one in Arc Music's Fado series. It's a cracking album with eight fantastic singers on it. Now, here's a track from an unexpected release that came out earlier this year with Brazilian rapper and hip-hop artist Criolo telling his stories through a series of surprisingly laid-back and acoustic-sounding sambas. And that's going to lead us into a little Scottish-Argentinian dalliance with Mr. McFall's Chamber playing some Piazzolla. But first, Criolo.
Chove lá fora, chuva de saudade demora. Nostalgia é guarda-chuva desse irmão, e para-raio é o pobre violão. Mas chove, chove lá fora, chuva de saudade demora. Nostalgia é guarda-chuva desse irmão, e para-raio é o pobre violão. Chove dentro de mim, dilúvio de solidão, angústia que faz sofrer. Não dê valor a meu tesouro, quem só viu lata não sabe o que é ouro. Mas chove, chove lá fora, chuva de saudade demora. Nostalgia é guarda-chuva desse irmão, e para raio é o pobre violão. Chove dentro de mim, dilúvio de solidão, angústia que faz sofrer. Pois boemia é pra poucos, cachaça é água que acaba com o caboclo. Mas chove, chove lá fora, chuva de saudade demora. Nostalgia é guarda-chuva desse irmão, e para raio é o pobre violão. Mas chove, chove lá fora, chuva de saudade demora. Nostalgia é guarda-chuva.
tres marionetas chuecas y locas que una violeta en la boca me hincaron ayer. Con un cuchillo en los dientes por el revés de mis caderas tordillas surciendo van un gran remiendo en flor de inocuidez y sal. Ay, flaco y en banda, tan cadenero, me anda un Jesús chapaleando de cuartel la voz. Y un canyenguito sobó con un compás de punto cruz y un dulce barro. Del sur que hoy me ha puesto a temblar y un angelito de terracota puerto del grito en la rota vida siempre ti mascando un salmo en sanata con un jazmín me ato un solcito de leche sobre el sutién que dos espasmos de luz tengo atrás de la piel. Dale María, si nueve llantos son todo el pardo misterio que había que ver. Qué loco intento de espiga, ¿qué vas a hacer? Qué dura rama celeste te va a crujir. Dale que está el venir, dale que duele bien. Daré de mamar a un thank you.
City of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Whatever we may think of that, from Syria to Manhattan, let every child be.
Virtuoso mandolinist Chris Teeley, singing as well on that track with guest vocals from Aoife O'Donovan. That was Douglas Fir from his new album, Thank You for Listening. And the whole album is comprised of songs from his radio show, Prairie Home Companion. And since taking over the host's job on that, Chris Teeley has written a song a week that gets its debut performance on that Saturday's live broadcast. Now, that's some pressure. And before that, you heard Maria de Buenos Aires, music by Piazzolla, with words by the Uruguayan poet Horacio Ferrer. And that was written 50 years ago. And the version that you heard was from a new recording of the work by wonderfully eclectic Edinburgh-based Mr. McFall's Chamber, who seemed to be on a mission to dissolve and explode all musical boundaries. And the singer there was their longtime collaborator, Valentina Montoya Martinez. This is World on Three. I'm Catherine Tickell, and it's BBC introducing time now. And take note, if you're a musician or a band and you think we should be playing you, just upload your tracks and they'll find their way to the right set of BBC ears, depending on your style of music. Which is exactly what happened here with Amharic singer and traditional kra or lyre player, Haymanot Tesfa. And she was born and raised in Ethiopia and now lives in England. And her music's inspired by ancient landscapes and the social and religious music of her Ethiopian roots, but she's not afraid to experiment and explore. This song, Tezeta, is one of a series of new interpretations of traditional Ethiopian songs that will be released on her debut album next year.
Mm-hmm.
That was tonight's BBC introducing artist, Heimanot Tesfa. And we're coming to the end of tonight's programme. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you to Nienbach for coming in and playing for us. I've already told you about Lojo, who will be playing live for us next week, hosted by Lopa Qatari. And also next week, we've got Ian Anderson of F-Roots coming in, and Lopa and Ian will be announcing the results of the F-Roots Critics Poll. Very exciting. And a little bit of advance notice as well for the 29th of December. We're having a little jaunt outside the World on Studio. We're going to be resident in Sheffield that night. We've got Nancy Kerr and James Fagan playing for us, and a few of their friends, including Jess and Richard Arrowsmith. And the four of them together make up the Melrose Quartet. And I'm playing you out into the night now with a couple of dance tunes from their new album, Dominion. You're listening to BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello and a very warm welcome to Music Through the Night. I'm Katrina Young and I'm here to keep you company till breakfast time, beginning with a trip to the stunning Philharmonie Concert Hall in Luxembourg to hear the city's European soloists under Christoph König. They were there in the autumn of 2016 with a programme of music by Dvorak and Henri Dutilleux, as well as two concertos by J.S. Bach. For those, they were joined by the prize-winning Russian pianist Anna Vinitskaya. But they began with English music, based on a set of Renaissance French dances, but written in 1926 by Peter Warlock. He called it his Capriole Suite.